Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this edition of Deep Thoughts from the Shallow End. We're so glad you chose to kind of tune in to us, whether you got it through the podcast. I'll get it out sooner or later.
I can't help you there. I don't know what you're saying.
But I hope you tune us in through this podcast or you listen to us live.
I know what the problem is. We're starting an hour early.
That's it. We're an hour early today, so I'm just all discombobulated. And for you youngsters, you probably don't know what discombobobulated means, but go look it up.
It's a fun word.
At any rate, we're brought to you by the Sphere Innovation Group. Check us out online at www.sphereinnovationgroup.com. And if you get a chance, you might want to go check on the training button. On our site, because then you can figure out how to sign up for our new Introduction to Life Coaching class. So don't be shy. Go on out there and click on it. And if it's not working today or tomorrow, it will be working by Monday. So
yeah.
So there we go.
And this was like birthing this baby is taking us a year.
Yeah.
So there's some good stuff in there.
There is. So, as always... I'm Ben Plowman, your certified life coach and certified hypnotherapist. And that other voice you heard, in case you didn't recognize the dulcet tones, the amazing Dr. Melba Black.
Hello.
Hello, Melba. How are you today?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, it is just beautiful down here in Georgia this time of year. It's spring down here in Georgia, and we're really enjoying it to the most. So, Melba.
Yeah.
Our topic today is, are you feeling stuck? You want to get unstuck?
Yes. Let's get everybody unstuck.
You know, that feeling of being stuck. I remember it where no matter what you do, you're in the middle of the crap storm.
Yes.
And no matter what you do, the storm follows you.
It does. And sometimes it feels like you're in a hole.
Yeah. Just can't. There's no ladders. There's no way out. I'm just here. I'm just stuck.
Yeah. So we are here to tell you that is a good place to be.
Yeah.
Believe
it or not, it is. And not only that, how do we recognize that we're stuck?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me pull out the old file cabinet here.
There you go.
The file drawer out of the rusty file cabinet. If you just kind of have this sense of being trapped. It's a good description, like, oh my gosh, this is never going to end. Having kind of what I call on you is like, you're not excited about anything anymore. You're just kind of going through the motions.
I was going to say, going through the motions is a great one.
I have to go through the emotions to get to that part. Yeah. And, you know, we all have this periodically through our lives. Mm-hmm. And we are here to give you some really good suggestions about, first of all, recognizing it. Because you do have to bring it into your awareness. Oh, man, I'm stuck. And so when you're okay and make peace with being stuck, then that will, okay, the next question is, what do I need to do? How do I need to change? What do I need to think differently about getting out of this gooey mess?
Yeah, well, sometimes you're stuck in the gooey mess because there's a lot more stuff for you to life skills for you to learn.
Exactly.
Right? So you're in this gooey mess because there's some life skills that you need to learn. So you might ask yourself that. What am I learning
from this? Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, part of getting unstuck is all about perspective and attitude.
Yeah.
You've got to get some kind of overall perspective on where you are and how you got there.
Yeah, and get away from the, oh, woe is me.
Yeah.
I'm so stuck.
And that has a lot to do with that pity party is being stuck.
Right.
Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And hanging around.
They're stuck too.
So y'all kind of commiserate, and it's always the negative, you know, always about bitching about work, bitching about the wife, bitching about the kids, bitching about school,
yeah,
bitching about mom and dad, bitching about something, you know?
I know we talk a lot about, you know, we are here on this earth for a reason. And one of the main reasons we're here is to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Grow and expand our consciousness, our skills, our talents, because everything on this earth grows. If you look at, if you haven't mowed your grass in a few weeks, go look at your grass. It keeps growing. Everything keeps growing.
No matter what you do. Yeah, that's right.
So one of the things that my parents, God bless, and we were talking about that earlier before we went on the air, talking about horse sense, just having good old common sense. And my parents, God bless my father, which I was a daddy's girl, said, Melba, when he was really frustrated at me, and I was in high school, you got two ways to learn a lesson, the easy way and the hard way. And girl, you have always chosen the hard way. Why? And of course, you know, I'm there like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm shrugging like, I don't know. But anyway, do you agree?
No, absolutely. Absolutely, and you know, now that I'm, you know, up in years, I, you know, you try and give this wise sage advice to the young folks, and they look at you, they don't hear you.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know, I had to learn it the hard way myself.
My daughter has learned some of her lessons the easy way, some the hard. My son has just taken the hard road.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, a couple of things when you are stuck and you finally recognize that you are.
Yes.
You know, there's one thing that I like you all to write down and kind of understand and to kind of take to heart. Yeah, we don't have to figure out our entire life plan.
No, we don't.
We just need to figure out what the next baby step might be.
Yes, exactly.
You know, if you're not happy, if you're stuck at the job that you're in,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Then maybe it's, well, it's a difficult pool to swim in or to figure out when someone tells you you can do anything you want. Because anything is such a big ocean, there is no way you can even begin to fathom it.
Yeah.
To understand it, to grasp it, to comprehend it,
right?
So instead of saying, I can do anything, you know, it's one of those, take it the thought about, what would I like to do?
Right.
You know?
And the way you know when you ask that question, you might get a little excited or like feeling like, oh, that feels better.
Well, the answer may come back to something as simple as, I'm not sure, but we seem to like, if you're in, you know, sales.
Okay.
I like people.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That's all you need. That therein lies, you're no longer stuck.
Yeah.
Right? Think about that. You're no longer stuck. You mean, well, I like people. I like working with people.
Right.
What jobs allow me to do that?
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to be in sales.
Right. You can be in
customer service.
You can do a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
So it's about taking baby steps and realizing you don't have to eat the whole elephant.
Right.
You know, at once. You know, you can take one little bite, moving forward.
And it's really interesting, those little baby steps, it's the domino effect. Once you start having some successful baby steps, then you might take bigger steps or a few more steps.
Right.
It's a domino effect.
That's exactly correct, you know. And it's one of those things that you kind of think about where you take that one next step, and you may even get so far as to go interview for a job,
mm-hmm.
or attempt to do something different and get rejected.
Exactly. And that's going to happen occasionally.
And you're going to go, oh, I'm back to being stuck. Well, that's one way to look at it. The other is that it's not time yet. You don't have all the necessary skills.
Right. Or it could be, you know, you're being protected from getting into a situation that's worse than the one you're in.
Worse than you were in. Right. So it's about, well, okay, so it's about not giving up. It's about maintaining that positive thought pattern.
You know, and it's real easy to give up and get discouraged. But I remember hearing an interview about, I can't remember his name, the guy that started Starbucks.
Yeah.
He's the one that started the coffee shops, you know. And so he had a lot of rejection. I want to say it was in over 100 rejections before he finally found some investors that believed in him.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being rejected 100 times?
Oh, yeah.
He knew that's what he wanted to do. He really stuck with it. So you can't get, if you really feel like this is something, whatever this thing is you chose to do, you just kind of keep pushing through the doors and see where it leads you.
Many, J.K. Rowling tells the same story.
Yeah.
All the big publishing houses rejected Harry Potter.
Oh,
rejected
my.
The book. Said,
yeah.
No one wants to read about this kid with a scar. Nobody wants to read that. And trashing the National Scholastic or whatever, which was, did educational books.
I know.
They said, man, we'll take a flyer, we'll do it. And she stuck with them through her entire run, bless her heart. But she got all kinds of rejection letters.
Yeah.
And she's now the richest. Well, she's the second richest woman in the world, only because she gave away most of it. It's just one of those things where.
So, you know, the whole thing about this is take your steps with intent, and when the door, some of those doors closes, just you got to trust that some of the other doors
will
open.
Right. Rejection doesn't mean stop. It means. This isn't the right opportunity.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean that the next door is not going to open.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you wouldn't have that desire and that excitement. It's put there for a reason for you to pursue it.
And folks, I know I keep coming back to this, but this is the most important thing. It's about maintaining the positive outlook.
Yes.
No matter how small, celebrate the positives.
Yeah.
Right? And learn from the negatives. You know, and it's so easy for us to get trapped in the negative. And that's the biggest trap.
Yeah.
Is that, oh, woe is me. The world is ugly. The world is black. The world is this. Oh, woe is me.
Nobody likes me.
I'm going to go to the garden and eat worms.
Right.
You know, doing your best Eeyore impression. And folks, you know, it just doesn't have to be like that. You're creating that reality for yourself.
So when you do get those rejections or you feel like you're discouraged, what do you need to do?
Wait a minute, let me guess. Does anybody out there know who's listened to the show more than once? Anybody want to take a guess? It begins with a B.
And it's not not that word.
It's breathe.
Yes.
You know, if you just take a moment to breathe, that nice rhythmic breathing in for three, hold for three, and out for three. And you do that, you know, 5-10 times. It's amazing what you might figure out.
Yes.
That's all it takes.
And breathing and being in gratitude of exactly where you are now.
Yeah.
Nobody's holding a gun to your head getting ready to kill you.
No.
For the most part.
Right. And no one got up this morning wondering, how can I make your life more miserable today? Trust me, you're not that important to that many people. that's their waking thought, is how can I make his life miserable?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's just not where how the world operates.
Yeah.
I mean, do you wake up thinking how you can make somebody's life miserable? Probably not.
I hope not.
Probably not. So yeah, we put on all these emotions on the people around us that they're completely oblivious to and aren't having. My boss hates me. Your boss probably doesn't hate you at all.
Mm.
You know? He probably doesn't have to even have those kinds of opinions, right?
Right.
He He's just trying to keep his boss off his ass.
True.
Or hers, you know.
And a lot of times we project onto other people our own fears
and
anxieties. And so you really have to ask yourself, get in a relationship with you and really get clear on, okay, why are you here?
Yeah, and we actually talked about this, John, last week or the week before, but we talked about, you know, you the best relationship and the longest relationship you ever have is with yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And it's the guy in the mirror, or the person in the mirror, is the one you have the longest relationship with.
So be nice to it.
Yeah.
Be nice to yourself. Give it encouraging thoughts.
Yeah,
take care of the body. Take care of the mind.
Take care of the thoughts. Right? Because, you know, everybody says, well, my thoughts are my thoughts. They just come and go. Like, you know, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
They come and go. There's never a void. Regardless of what us heavy meditators talk about, the mind is always active. We just don't grab onto those thoughts when we're in meditation.
Yeah.
We just let them keep sliding on through.
Right.
You know, like on a grease board. It's like, boom, boom.
Yeah.
But my point being is that choose the happy thought. When the negative thought comes, mm-hmm. you can choose no. You know, I think I choose to give my boss the benefit of the doubt. Didn't get his coffee, had traffic, whatever. If he came in a bad mood.
It becomes miraculous when you change your attitude and you show compassion and kindness to your coworkers, your boss, your family. They mirror your attitude, and so just you setting that pace and you setting that tone helps them to act better.
That is absolutely true. Wait, there's a universal law about this.
Uh-huh.
Which one would that be, Nova?
As above, so below,
there
so
you go.
Within, so without.
There you go. That's the one. That's the one.
It's called the law of correspondence.
Yeah, so if you start giving people the benefit of the doubt, realizing that they really did not get up this morning thinking, how can I make your life miserable? Right? That doesn't mean they're not dickweeds and jerks, right? But it's not a conscious fall on their part, right?
No.
They're not trying to make your world, you know, worse. Mm.
You might want to check in to see how you got up that morning.
Yeah. Right. Did you walk in expecting that from them?
Yeah.
And if you do, guess what? You tend to attract exactly what you're expecting.
You do. It's kind of like when you're driving in traffic and you get, you know, you have the music playing or whatever, and you actually leave ahead of time to give yourself plenty of time. You arrive peaceful, but if you get up late and you're rushing out and you forget your stuff and you got to turn back around, that sets the tone for the day.
It truly does. It truly does. You know, so it comes down to you can choose to be negative, you can choose to be positive.
And you can create your reality.
Yeah, you
just
can.
With that.
Yes, you really do. And you are the complete and utter creator mm-hmm. of your reality.
Yes.
Now, there's a great line from one of the Mythbusters, the guy with the red hair, not the beret. I forget what his name. Adam Savage.
Yeah. We watched that show too.
Yep, Adam Savage. And one day the partner. Whatever his name was, is going on and on about this whole world. And Adam looks at him and goes, I reject your reality and insert my own. and folks,
I love
that's what you get to do.
I love that. And you're saying, how do I
do that? How can I do that?
Well, did you know that your thoughts have energy and your thoughts are powerful?
Right.
And so when you're having good thoughts, life is good.
Guess what happens? Life gets better.
It does.
It just does. That's because you perceive the things that are good.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're negative, guess what you perceive?
And you attract that.
Right.
Whatever you're thinking is what you're going to attract into your life.
And it's so simple. You can to realize this. You go down the mailbox, right? And you're in a happy mood, right? You go down the mailbox, and there's a check and a bill. And you go, oh, my check came.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. Right? When you're in the negative mood, you walk down, you open the mailbox, same two pieces of mail. Oh, shit, this bill's here.
Right? Yeah.
Folks, think about it. Think about the way you go through life, right?
Yes.
It really does kind of work out that way. You know?
So, and a lot of times if you're feeling stuck, you're on the cusp of a new beginning.
Oh, there's a thought.
You just, you know.
What are you talking about, Mella?
Well, I think people that are feeling stuck, there's something that is stirring in you that you get discontented. There's things that move inside your body, and it's called energy, when maybe you need to expand and grow. And listen, it's a scary thing.
Yeah.
It can be very scary.
There's a reason you've noticed that you're stuck.
Yeah, and the first thing, you know, you do is you kind of hibernate and you kind of dismiss it and you kind of deny it because, oh no, I'm going to have to do some changes.
Yeah, and change is scary. Change is scary. It is.
That subconscious mind just doesn't want to let you do it.
Right, no, it doesn't. That's the number one thing your subconscious is afraid of is change.
You know what, and it's a lot of the fear is the fear of the unknown. Like I'm comfortable with my hell here.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of hell I'm going to get into.
That's right.
Or it could be heaven.
Right.
You never know.
Right.
Or paradise. I'm going to say paradise.
And that's the point, you know. And it's about being willing to kind of look into this.
Yes.
Right. It's like kind of looking into. Well, you know. I'm stuck. Why might I be stuck? Why? And what's been pushing me forward? Why do I know I'm stuck? And what's all this about? So instead of getting all negative and morose and all that, it's like, well, what's this all about?
Yeah. And, you know, all of this stuff is your inner world. Because the outer world is just reflecting what you're feeling and thinking and the things that are going on inside you, in your thoughts, in your heart, in your gut. And don't let it get to a point to where the universe is kicking you in the butt. When you get those subtle hints, address them and be aware of them because that's the easy way to learn.
Right, right. That's a much easier way.
It's
than waiting for the 2x4.
Yeah, and you and I both have had the 2x4s a couple times.
Right. More than I care to admit.
Yeah.
More than I care to admit.
So we're not asking you to jump off the cliff. We're asking you to kind of cautiously walk up to the cliff and just peer over
right.
a little bit.
Right, and ask the question, right? What is it?
How far is it down there?
what is it that I choose?
Yes.
You know?
Because
it really is. All this stuff that Melvin and I talk about, it really is all about a choice. And come back around, you know. By the way, folks, if you want to call in and got a question for us, give us a call at 657-383-1561. 657-383-1561. And you know, all the stuff that Deep Focus and Shallow End we really talk about is understanding that you can make a choice to make a difference in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, it's about choosing a different outlook. It's about choosing the emotion, choosing to be happy versus sad. Choosing to be content versus anxiety filled. It's about choice.
And you know, part of that anxiety is thinking that you have to do all of this by yourself. There's a lot of support, and I know that you and I both come from with the perspective that the universe is a beneficial, a benevolent place to live. So if you have to change your perspective about the world,
mm-hmm.
about, okay, it is a friendly universe. Not everybody is out to get you. Not everybody is the enemy, and I've got to protect and retaliate.
Right, right.
Because you're not going to move forward if you take that attitude.
Right. If you start building fortresses and walls,
yeah.
then obviously you're blocking yourself off from moving forward.
Yeah. So seek out. Good help. We're life coaches. We can help you.
Right. Seek out a life coach. Seek out someone's counsel that typically isn't a friend, because typically
yes.
your group is stuck in the same kind of spot that you are. I mean, that, we all may have that one person that you can't go talk to, but by all means. But you know, the softball buddies around over a pitcher of beer is probably not the right spot.
You can go to a professional or your clergy or whoever that you, and listen, a real good way to pick one, how are they living their lives? Are they walking their talk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
right.
I know some professionals, but listen, after talking to them for about 5 minutes, I can tell how they're walking their talk.
Yeah, that's right. If you get the oogie vibe, then you know, keep walking.
If somebody tells you, gives you an outline and with your shoulds, woulds, and coulds, and this is what you've got to do to be happy or to be unstuck, run like hell.
No, absolutely. As fast as you can to the nearest exit.
Because they're projecting their protocol onto you. What we do as life coaches, we ask you questions so you can come up with your own answers.
And folks, that's the self-help aisle in your bookstore or at Amazon.
Yeah.
That's what those are. Those are people projecting their solutions that work for them onto you.
I wonder how many, really and truly, how many self-help books are published? I'd be curious. Thousands?
Oh, there's thousands.
Thousands.
If not more, tens of thousands. And so, folks, when you read these things, remember, these are just thought provokers, not how-tos.
Yes. We're just giving you something to chew on for a minute.
Yeah. Even what we're talking about here, we're just giving you some ideas, mm-hmm. something to change your thought pattern. Take a step to the left or right.
Right.
Right? And get a different perspective on where you are and why you might be here.
And I know some of the people may say, well, yeah, I'm stuck, but if I could just see what my future is, I would make a decision. Well, I'm sorry, it just doesn't work that way. First of all, it may work for some people that way, but I would say for the majority of the population, we are trying to take baby steps, and we have to really be brave and courageous in taking those steps. And my experience is that in my life, that if I'm taking those steps, then I'm revealed the next step.
Right.
And the next step, it's about that's where our growth and expansion comes from in
right.
our soul. So just take that one little step.
Right, right, right. Take that
with
one.
With courage.
Right, right, exactly, with courage.
Yeah.
And understand that you only need to know the next step.
And the how is really not up to you. All you have to do is figure out in your soul what that step is and take it. The how, in my experience, has always been provided for.
Right.
And that is a universal law as well.
Yeah, there you go.
The law of vibration.
One day we're going to do a show on the universal law.
We really do. But listen, it would be, we'd just have to take one law.
One law at a time.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So if anybody out there wants to hear about the universal law, let us know. Send us a comment.
Yes.
And let us know that you'd like to hear about more about these universal laws we refer to every now and again.
And let me tell you why, I know we're getting off the, but since you brought up, why I feel like, and I think you probably concur, the universal laws, if you understand the universal laws, that is absolutely the big picture of the universe, of the earth. There are certain laws that we have to use in order to get what we want. These laws are immutable. They do not change. They haven't changed from the beginning of time as far as the research that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can understand how to live within those laws, life is really good.
It is. And it's about just beginning to peek at the understanding of it all.
I don't think we'll ever understand them completely.
No.
But we can get a working knowledge on how to apply them.
Yeah, and folks, like I said, sometimes we're our own worst enemy. We build these walls. I can't because, right? It's always... Well, I can't do that because my wife doesn't want me to. The kids are too busy. I'm too busy is the biggest one, right?
Oh yeah.
Right, and that's just bullshit because trust me, you can find time to do what's best for you.
You can. It's priority setting.
Period. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of giving up something else. It's a matter of facing the right priority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all that is your subconscious mind talking out.
That's exactly what it is. That is exactly, it's your subconscious talking you out of it, convincing
so
you.
Tell it to shut the hell up. I've done that before.
Oh, absolutely.
I've used a little bit more explicit word.
Yeah, yes. Yes, and that is exactly what it is. You know, it's about, well, shut the hell up. I'm moving forward, you know? And no, it's about understanding how all these things kind of work together.
And remember, guys and girls, I say guys to everybody, remember, folks, it's not linear. You may take 3 steps forward and 1 step back or vice versa, but you keep at it.
Yeah.
You keep at it. And, yeah, you may have a few setbacks. I've been through bankruptcy twice.
Yeah.
I'm still alive to tell about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean stuff happens. It's
yeah.
A lot of stuff happens. But it's about if you can keep from falling into the hole.
Oh, yeah.
Into the trap. Then you'd be able to move forward.
And it's about, you know, just asking for support. You know, we're so good at giving. You know, we give to our families, to our friends. But sometimes you have to learn to receive. And sometimes we're just not good at that because pride gets in the way.
Yeah, pride goes before the fall, right? You know. And that is absolutely true.
And I'm not talking about receiving money or gifts. I'm talking about just receiving the good vibrations in your soul.
Just seeing the world as a good place and not a bad
place.
Yeah. You know?
And best place to get that is where?
Nature. Oh, yeah. Go for
I
a
think
walk.
So.
Just get out of your own way.
Yeah.
You know?
If you look around in nature, especially this time of year, everything is blooming and growing and just proliferating all over the place.
Yeah.
So why do you not think that you, they don't have to do anything.
Right.
They don't have psychological issues. They just grow.
Right.
Why can't we do the same?
Yeah. Why can't we just be, you know, just kind of, and understand that good and bad happens, you know. The wind and rain happens, but so is the sunshine.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a cloudy day where it's not really one or the other.
Right.
You know, all those are okay.
And the seasons are, you know, there's seasons in your life. There's seasons in nature. And I'm getting philosophical. I realize that.
Yeah, you're out in the weeds. But folks, that's kind of what we're talking about. You know, if we were to recap this, what's the number one thing to do? I think it's recognize that you are stuck. Right. And once you've got that realization, what do we do next?
I think you have to kind of explore how to get unstuck.
Right. What single step would I take to move forward?
Well, I would breathe.
Yeah, I would start there and ask the question, what is it?
I'd ask myself some really good questions.
Yeah.
What is it? And you know where a good place to start would be, what was fun when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to dance,
you
know, and I found avenues to do that without having to, you know, be a professional dancer. So that I think that's kind of like a beginner's mind, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And then it's about, once you figure that out, try something.
Yeah.
No matter how small the step.
Uh-huh.
No matter how small. And you'll find you will find naturally that your attitude will go from black. Mm-hmm. To gray, you know, may not be all white yet, but you'll have the world will be black anymore.
And you know, when you start thinking about getting thinking out of your limited beliefs, that when you start thinking with just that one little thing, somehow, sometimes things just show up.
Yeah.
A book will fall off the shelf. Somebody, you'll get a call, or you'll get something will help you take that step if you'll just give it a chance.
Yep. Anything else?
Be grateful where you are.
Be grateful, yeah.
Just be grateful where you are because feeling stuck is all about attitude.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I think those are good points.
I do too.
Do you want me to read a quote?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Which one?
And with a quote.
Which you want, the Mark Twain quote or the Silver quote?
Your choice.
No. You didn't Maybe we should read both.
Well, there you go.
Oh, you read Mark Twain, I'll read Silver.
So Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens, who was one of my favorite authors, and kind of favorite historian.
Yeah.
So the two most important days of your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. And that's just a wonderful thing to kind of think about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what was it? Why am I here? And what a great question to pose as you're breathing.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. And then Jason Silva, he's the one that created, I think it was back in, what, the 70s?
No, probably so, the Silva Mind Control Method.
It's been around a long time, and it's a technology for your brain.
Yes.
And so this is about creating your reality. He says it best. Once we realize the extraordinary power we have to compose our lives, we'll move from passive conditioned thinking to being co-creators of our destiny.
Wow. Powerful stuff. Thoughts to think about, folks. Until we see you all next time on Deep Thoughts from the Shallow End. As always, we do appreciate you tuning in. And we're going to spin a little tune from Jason.
this dark, crooked road. It's been so long. Lie at peace in your bed, my son. I'm your home. I'll be your
Thank you all for tuning in. See you all next week. Take care.